This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Back on Total Information AM Weekend, I'm Stuart McMillan filling in for Scott Jagow this weekend, and we have a very special guest with us talking about the Scottish American Heritage Month, which is happening all the month of April. Jamie McKeon is our guest this morning, and Jamie, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Stuart. It's lovely to be with you. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's the last time I saw you. We were talking Auld Lang Syne.
We were. That was gorgeous.
And you had some gigs then, and talking about... Haggis.
Oh my lord, absolutely. Did you try it since then, or did you get it?
I haven't. I'm sorry, but I'm haggis-less right now. Tell us about Scottish American Heritage Month, and since you are from Scotland and now a transplant here to St. Louis, here in the Midwest, what does this mean to you?
Hello, indeed, I am from Ayrshire in Scotland. I moved here 5 years ago, and it's great to be in St. Louis. Great, great, great friendly place to be. And every April, we celebrate Scottish American Heritage Month. It's a time to celebrate the contributions of Scots to US history and culture. You may be familiar with a few descendants of Scots, Alexander Hamilton for one, or indeed, you may have been to some Scottish festivals. There's a wee bit of Scottishness in everything. Somewhere.
Including me.
Exactly, Mr. McMillan.
I mean, McMillan and McKeon, it's like its own show here.
We were made for this.
We really were. So, you know, the Irish, they always have their big parades and stuff, and that's very popular. Why don't the Scots have their own parade? What's the deal?
Well, we do. Just, I think, the Irish pipped us to the post. A great friendly rivalry there always. No, certainly with St. Patrick's Day. Everybody knows St. Pat's Day. It's huge. It's massive. But the Scots, we also do have our own parades as well. April 6th was National Tartan Day. Tartan, you might know it as plaid out there, folks. But, yeah, we had parades up in New York, which was fantastic, the New York Tartan Day. There's also events in Washington, D.C. and Chicago as well. So, yeah, I think the Scots were always there quietly in the background having a good time, unless we're being extremely loud and obnoxious.
So does this count as plaid, what I'm wearing right now?
Is
this,
I would say so. Absolutely. It's very close to. I mean, you know how you get like...
It's hard to describe on the radio.
It's like checks. It's like it's a mix between checks.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's tartan. It feels like I'm about to eat chicken on it. You know what I mean? Like it should be spread out on a picnic table or something. I'm a walking around picnic table.
It's inviting and I love the colors.
Well, you're very kind. Appreciate that. Tell me how the Scots played key roles in shaping America. What did the Scottish do?
Oh my lord. So I'm not sure of the exact figure, but there was a sizable percentage of those founding fathers had Scottish heritage, Scottish descendants. And, you know, they brought the Scottish education system with them as well. And that was really foundational to, you know, education in the US. You know, Scotland has long prioritised education and still does. It's still very much a foundation of, society. So that was one part of it for sure. But I'm sure, you know, like in the modern day as well, our influences are still felt, you know, in sport. You know, soccer, you know, Scotland has a huge part of the history of soccer. The first international game of soccer ever was between England and Scotland. And so that's a huge thing to see as well. But yeah, I'm sure there's been Scots involved at all levels. And It's an interesting thing, you know, to trace your heritage, your roots, and you know, go back to Scotland if you can. But I'm sure there's a lot of folk out there with a name like McMillan, perhaps. Like, there's much to explore there. There's a lot to explore.
Tell me what Scotland's like.
It's an inclusive, welcoming place with weather that isn't very good.
What's the weather like? Can you compare it to anything that happens in Missouri?
Oh, my Lord. Well, it's so unique here. But I think there's an old quote, something like, there's no such thing as bad weather. You're just badly dressed. But that being said, you know, I think it's no coincidence that there's a really high rate of seasonal affective disorder in countries like Scotland, because we just don't get enough sunshine. But here, I'm honestly amazed by just how extreme it can be here, from extreme heat, which I love. I get sunburned every summer. I'll never wear sunblock. To just the incredible rain and storm. And obviously the snow. It's never dull here.
Yeah, the weather. If you're a weather freak, Missouri is a great place to come and observe all the things that we just deal with, you know, just live with our whole lives. Tell me about growing up in Scotland, what that was like being a child in Scotland. Traditions here in Missouri is either you're going camping with the family or I don't know. Tell me about some traditions that you would have as a Scottish Jamie child.
Well, I'd say growing up in Scotland is and was fantastic because, you know, wherever you are in Scotland, you're only 2 hours away from the beach, you know, and everybody is familiar with the rural because of that. You know, whether you live in Edinburgh or Glasgow, and these are fairly small cities in comparison to these fantastic US cities. But Scotland is such a compact country, but it does have a lot of variety in terms of its culture and tourism opportunities. It's wonderful, but we just haven't built an umbrella big enough to stop the rain.
Gotta have that big umbrella.
Absolutely.
I'm sure they make them in Texas.
Hey,
you can go to Texas and get some big umbrellas, take them over to Scotland.
Aye.
Does everybody have a castle?
No, they don't. And this is an interesting thing because I've met a lot of lovely folks here that they go over to Scotland and they're maybe tracing roots or they've seen a film or two and there's maybe an assumption that everyone comes from a castle and, you know, riches and royalty. The majority of us come from the grubber, as we would say. You know, we're real working class folks. We don't come from royalty or royal lineage. And I think that kind of weaves its way into the fabric of Scots, you know, because I think most of us see ourselves as, you know, we're kin, we're all kin. And I believe that for all folks, you know, wherever you come from.
So not everybody has a castle. That's
no.
That's a myth.
No,
that's a myth.
No, but it would be fantastic to take a few folks over and then, you know, loosely point to the castle in the background like, oh, that was my great-great-grandfather's. That would be good chat, that would be.
But would it be true?
No. I don't think I'd want one anyway. I was going to say your central heating bill would be incredible, that would take a long time to dust.
Certainly would. Jamie McKeon, he's got some shows coming up too. He's a musician as well. When we come back from the break, at 9:20, we're going to talk more about that. He's got a couple shows coming up and continuing that Scottish American heritage with music.
2, 3, 4. There's nae but care on every hand, and every earth that passes, which signifies the life of man, and 24 the lasses, green grow the rushes, green grow the rushes, the sweetest hours I ever spent. Spent among the lassies, oh. There's
not but care on every hand and every earth that passes old, which signifies the life of man and 24 the lassies old. Green grow the rushes old, green grow the rushes old. The sweetest hours I ever spent is spent among the lassies old. Spent among the lassies old. I spent among the lassies old. I spent among the lassies old.
Jamie McGeehan on KMOX Radio, Scottish Heritage Month, Scottish American Heritage Month in the month of April. And Jamie is also a musician from Scotland. He's transplanted here to the United States, to St. Louis, Missouri, because of a woman.
Absolutely. It always is. It's always the love that gets you in the end. Hello.
Jamie, thanks so much for coming back with us and talking about now your music. You were a musician in Scotland. You've come over here and you've been playing at the where did you play? Festival Nations. You played Festival Nations. You played at several Scottish events.
Yeah. The Festival Nations in St. Louis is undoubtedly my favorite. Which, you know, we're not sure if it's going to happen this year or not.
Right.
I really hope so because it's so important for St. Louis. But yeah, I've played at some Scottish festivals around the country and just love the music scene here. It's great to be out and about, and I've got a gig coming up soon.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. What have you got coming up?
So Friday, April 18th, I'll be at the Dark Room on Grandall Square, and it's part of the International Institute's Global Music Nights, the series. So the idea is, you know, they're having some global international flavours each month, and it'll be my first time playing at the Dark Room. Which I've heard is wonderful. So Friday, April 18th at the Dark Room.
Great. And of course, that music you heard at the beginning of the segment was you.
Yes, indeed. So originally penned by Scottish poet Robert Burns, that was Green Grow the Rashes. But it's one of my favourite all-time love songs. I think it's beautiful. And what an absolute privilege to play with you. Holy smokes, that was great.
So I was on the mandolin there, of course, you on the guitar and singing, and that was a lot of fun.
I think that was great.
Yeah, we got to do that again sometime. We'll have to do
that
again.
I look forward to it.
Why do we love music so much?
I think it's an honesty. I mean, I've always thought that music allows me to be more honest, probably, than everyday discourse, because it's free, because there's less parameters around it. It's about expressing yourself without fear, without judgment.
What can people expect when they come see Jamie McKeon play at your shows? What do you play?
Oh my lord, so a wee bit of everything. Like my own songs are a mix of, you know.
So you have some originals?
I do. I've got three albums so far, and you know, it's like I come from Scotland, but I don't regard my style as inherently Scottish. I think we're, you know, as musicians or artists, we should be, you know, inspired by your surroundings, but we're not defined by them necessarily. And, you know, whether you come from Scotland or the US, it's not your whole identity. I think a lot of people fall into that kind of... it becomes very easy to cosplay whatever your nationality is. And with me, yeah, I take influences from Scottish folk music, but also, you know, Scottish indie bands, Scottish rock bands, pop. We've got some lovely, you know, pop bands through the last 20 years. Runrig being, you know, one of the more successful ones, Justin Curry, Della Mitri, Biffy Clyro, Idlewild. You know, we've got amazing talent. So it's hard not to be inspired when you live there.
Can you play one more for us, an original?
I'd be delighted to.
Okay, what do you want to play?
So this is a wee song called To Fall in Love.
Okay.
Here we go.
You want me to play with you? How about you just, you do this one.
Well, you know, it's
well,
an
whatever
absolute
you want.
Privilege to play with you, so I would be honored if you would.
Well,
and it
I'll
would
try
sound
to,
even nicer.
I will be as minimalist as possible.
No, seriously, it's an absolute joy to be playing with you. It's just been me for the most part for like 20 years, so...
Are we still in D?
We are indeed. Here we go.
It's a cold wind that wraps around my skin. It's an answer that's not yet sunk in. It's a fall, I'll fall in love. It's a fall, I'll fall in love. It's a cold wind that wraps around my skin. It's an answer that's not yet sunk in. To fall, I'll fall in love. To fall, I'll fall in love. To fall, I'll fall in love. To fall in
Jamie McGeehan here on KMOX. Upcoming shows, what are they?
So Friday, April 18th at the Dark Room on Grandale Square, and the St. Louis Scottish Games, Saturday, May 17th at Schroeder Park. That's going to be amazing.
Jamie, thanks so much for coming in today. Fun playing.
Thank you, Stuart. It's an absolute privilege to spend time with you. Thank you.